Brain Rules. 12 Principles for Surviving and Thriving at Work, Home, and School. Author, John Medina. The brain is an amazing thing. Easily the most sophisticated information transfer system on Earth. This is because it sends jolts of electricity crackling through hundreds of miles of wires composed of brain cells, so small that thousands of them could fit into the period at the end of this sentence. We have created high-stress office environments, even though a stressed brain is significantly less productive. Our schools are designed so that most real learning has to occur at home. Back to the jungle. The brain appears to be designed to solve problems related to surviving in an unstable outdoor environment, and to do so in nearly constant motion. Environmental instability led to the flexible way our brains are wired, allowing us to solve problems through exploration. Learning from our mistakes so we could survive in the great outdoors meant paying attention to certain things at the expense of others, and it meant creating memories in a particular way. Researchers found many variables that contributed to someone's ability to age gracefully. One of the greatest predictors of successful aging was the presence or absence of a sedentary lifestyle. Researchers discovered that people who were aging successfully have more abilities in concern to long-term memory, reasoning, attention, problem-solving, and even intelligence tasks. The benefits of exercise. You can live for 30 days without food, and you can go for a week without drinking water. But your brain cannot go without oxygen for more than 5 minutes, and here comes the importance of exercise. When you exercise, you increase blood flow across the tissues of your body. As the flow improves, the body makes new blood vessels. The same happens in the human brain. The human brain. Researchers found that as our brains evolved, our heads did too. They were getting bigger all the time. The brain appears to be designed to solve problems related to surviving in an unstable environment. The brain adapted this way simply as a survival strategy to help us live long enough to pass our experience to the next generation and conquer the world. There are two ways to beat the environment. You can become stronger or become smarter. We choose the next one. It is impossible that such physically weak species could take over the planet by adding muscles to our skeletons, but by adding neurons to our brains. Richard Potts, director of the Human Origins Program at the National Museum of Natural History, had a theory that predicts there are two powerful features in the brain: a database which stores a fund of knowledge, and the ability to improvise off that database. Your brain consists of three parts: brain stem, regulates breathing, heart rate, sleeping, and waking. Mammalian brain. Its functions involve fighting, feeding, fleeing, and reproductive behavior. The cortex is highly specialized for speech, vision, and memory. Theory of mind is something humans have like no other creature. It follows from these ideas that our ability to learn has deep roots in relationships. Our learning performance is deeply affected by the emotional environment in which learning takes place. Thus, the quality of education may in part depend on the relationship between student and teacher. Business success may in part depend on the relationship between employee and boss. Repeat to remember. It is the ultimate intellectual flattery to be born with a mind so amazing that brain scientists voluntarily devote their careers to studying it. The brain has different types of memory systems. We know very little about how they coordinate with each other. At one level, memory is like an invading army, allowing past experiences to intrude continuously onto present life. Our brains do not come fully assembled at birth, which means that most of what we know is either experienced or taught to us. Research shows that the life cycle of memory can be divided into four steps. 1. Encoding. To encode information means to convert data into a code. 2. Storage. The neural pathways, initially recruited to process new information, end up becoming the permanent pathways the brain reuses to store the information. The final storage area can be likened to the time those pathways were filled with asphalt. 3. Retrieval. Information in a list of unrelated items is harder to recall than material with meaningful connections to something familiar. 4. Forgetting. Those events that are irrelevant to our survival will take up wasteful cognitive space if we assign them to the same priority as events critical to our survival. Familiar examples enhance short-term memory, but you will not retain information in your long-term memory without a stabilizing process called consolidation, and a subsequent recall and repetition. Consolidation, at first, the memory trace is flexible, labile, subject to amendment, and at great risk for extinction. Initially fragile, these memories strengthen with time and become remarkably persistent. They eventually reach a state where they appear to be infinitely retrievable and resistant to amendment. Most researchers believe there are semantic memory systems which tend to remember things like your aunt's favorite meal, and episodic memory in charge of remembering past experiences in detail. Thus, consolidation is the mechanism that guides this transformation into stability. Retrieval begins with a command to browse through the stacks and select a specific volume which is immediately brought into conscious awareness. The other model imagines our memories to be more like a large collection of crime scenes, where retrieval is an active investigative effort to recreate the facts based on fragmented data. Which model we use depends on the type of information and how much time has passed since the initial memory was formed. Memories may not be fixed at the moment of learning, but repetition helps you keep them. The human brain can hold about 7 pieces of information for less than 30 seconds. If nothing happens in this short time, the information is lost unless you use repetition or description to help you push information into long-term memory. Stressed brains. Not all stresses are the same. If the stress isn't too severe, the owner can solve problems more effectively, and the brain performs better, and it's more likely to retain information. But if the stress is too severe, it begins to harm learning. Moreover, prolonged stress pushes people into that kind of depression that causes 800,000 people a year to attempt suicide. However, your body's reaction to stress depends on the stress, on its length and severity, and on your body. You can feel your body responding to stress. Your pulse races, your blood pressure rises, and you feel a massive release of energy, which is called the fight response. Stress can hurt more than our brains. If you have a severe stress, you can get a heart attack, in addition to affecting your immune response. Visions trump all other senses. We don't see with our eyes, we see with our brains. First, the light enters your eyes. Then it travels through eyes into the lens, where it is focused and allowed to strike the retina. The collision generates electric signals which travel deep into the brain via the optic nerve. The brain then interprets the electrical information and we become visually aware. In other words, the more visual the inputs become, the more likely it is to be recognized and recalled. Data clearly shows that a word is unreadable unless the brain can separately identify simple features in letters. We are powerful and natural explorers. We are born with a deep desire to understand the world around us. Babies are preoccupied by the physical properties of objects and try to analyze it with every sensory weapon at their disposal. They do experiments on objects to see what else they can do. In household, this usually means breaking stuff.